Dave, if you'll come up at this time. This is Dave DeCook. He has pastored three churches, and I got him LinkedIn this morning and looked him up, Dave. He's pastored Open Bible Church, First Baptist Church of Otsego, and County Line Community Church in Coopersville. And since 2011, he has been the director of Bongo Ministries Worldwide. Some of you have seen Billy Graham do interviews on TV. Well, they'll say, "Billy Graham, how's the weather?" Billy Graham will say something along the lines of, "You know, the weather's rough, but that's because we have a sin problem. But the good news is Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose again from the dead." And, you know, Billy Graham always had a way of turning it towards the gospel. And if you talk to Dave long, you'll talk to him for a while and you say, "Dave, how's the weather?" And he'll say, "God's doing a good work in Bangladesh."
That's right. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah, let me tell you about that. So Dave,
okay, thank you so much, Nathan. I really appreciate coming here. And it's like home because I got my wife here. My better half came from here. So thank you so much for that. I'll always be grateful to First Baptist Church of Allegan because of that. She's with me today. Nan, do you want to stand up and wave? So thanks. Isn't she beautiful? So anyway, yes, I am here to... remind you that you support me as a missionary, you support us as your missionaries, and why you do that, and why it's a great idea, and we want you to keep doing it, and hopefully encourage you along the way to do that, and to do the other great things that you're doing here in this community. Just a little update on the family. Actually, this is last year's Mother's Day picture, but there we all are. Looks like William has his head cut off at the top. I should be a little more careful about that. So, yeah, three of the four kids are married and are having kids. And Zach is just graduated from college a week ago, and we're really proud of him. He got a computer science degree from Calvin College, and he already signed a work agreement, and he's been working full time, like from day one there. And so we're tickled about all those things. God has blessed us in so many ways. God blessed Nan to be able to come to Bangladesh with me in January for a couple weeks. As much time as she could get off from work, she took that time to join in the ministry. I just really appreciate her wholeheartedness in so many ways. And speaking of wholeheartedness, she works really, really hard. She works like three jobs. She teaches piano at Marshall Music and at home, and she sells Premier Jewelry, which is awesome stuff. And she's a teacher consultant for the blind and visually impaired in the Ottawa area intermediate school district. Is that right? Did I say that right? Anyway, she drives all over the place to all these different schools in her nifty little Volkswagen and helps kids who struggle visually, and helps the teachers and parents to work on their program. We also have another special blessing that has come since we were last visiting with First Baptist of Allegan, and that is our baby Rachel. Angie, our firstborn, had this, her third living child, and after 1 month she began to have seizures and has been on a lot of treatment plans, a lot of medication and so forth. And some of you have been so good to be praying about that. We put updates on Facebook like some people do out there. Don't do Instagram. We're too old for that. So anyway, Facebook where you can get updates. Some of her seizures have disappeared, but she is developmentally delayed in a big way. She's pretty much like a newborn infant, although she just turned 8 months old. So we're praying that God will have his will in her life and our lives, and draw us close to him as we love on this precious granddaughter, Rachel. So that's a little news there. What I want to share this morning, right from the get-go, is the top 10 reasons why you support Bangla Ministries Worldwide. So if you're taking notes and that keeps you awake or whatever, then you can just put 1, 2, 3, no, start from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then save a little space at the bottom for some Bible stuff, okay? We'll probably slide in a few Bible things along the way, but let's get started, shall we? Top 10 reasons why you support Bangla Ministries Worldwide. First of all, you got to know, what is our mission? What are we about? Why do we exist? And we exist to make reproducing disciples of Jesus among the Bengali people, right? Reproducing disciples of Jesus among the Bengali people. It seems to me that this is what Jesus had in mind when he said his last command there on the mount in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, you guys, I'm giving you the word, I'm giving you the command now. All the authority, what's the thing you have to do? Could have been a laundry list. It was pretty short. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age, which tells us that that's our job until it's finished. No changes. And he's going to be with us and enable us to do it. But very simply, we got to make disciples. We got to make disciples who then obey the command to make disciples. So we have to make reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ, all right? People who will do the exact same thing that we did. Not just nod their head, yes, I believe, and come and join our class and sit there the rest of their lives, but who will then go out. Speaking of which, have we got any plans to go out this week? Do we have any prayer requests that, Lord, can I share the good news of salvation with somebody this week? Do we have any tracts? I have one in my Bible case right over there. Do we have anything in our pocket that shows we're ready and looking for the opportunity to introduce people to Jesus? Are we making relationships with people that we can use to steer them, to encourage them, to exhort them, to obey, and to serve the Lord together with us? That's how our lives can be used in a meaningful way to produce lasting fruit. So, the number 10 reason why you're supporting Bangla Ministries Worldwide, or supporting us in Bangla Ministries Worldwide. Number 10, we are inviting Bengalis to join small group Bible studies. Young people like this right here, we're inviting them to join small group Bible studies. Yeah, over on the other side of the world, we're actually going right up to people and saying, will you join me in a Bible study? And we're finding many saying yes. Isn't that cool? Now, back in the 60s, my mom and dad went to, is that my mom-in-law? Oh, there she is. Oh, hi, Mom. She doesn't make it all the time to church, does she? Oh, we're so proud of her. Oldest member here, right, Nathan? 97 years old. Beat that. Anyway, so glad that you're here. She's one of our supporters as well, through the church and as an individual giver, besides her church giving, which that's awesome. That just warms our heart tremendously. Thanks, Mom. But yes, we go to people and we say, will you join us for Bible study? Because we know that through the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And without faith, you can't be saved. So we have to bring people into the Word of God. Now, 50 years ago, my folks went to Bangladesh, and they came as medical missionaries, and their goal was to bring the Word of God to people. But first they had to build a hospital and run a hospital and take care of a whole bunch of sick people. Why? Because that gave us an entry into their lives. And that brought about quite a number of salvations. Now we're working today with a second and third and fourth generation of Christians from that very group of people my mom and dad helped to bring to Christ. And we don't need a hospital anymore to do it. These people can go right up to their fellow countrymen and say, will you join me for a Bible study? Well, I'm going to let Sagarika tell you about how she enjoys Bible study and what her group is doing. What she's saying is, my name is Sagarika Kisku, and I come from Durbandi, and I lead a group. I lead a group of 13 students. She says, we are learning so much about God through this Bible course. And that makes us very happy. She actually got the award for being the best group leader. She had the most faithful attendance in her Bible study group. And we're using students like this all over the country. It's really exciting. In the green bars here, you can see how we have grown just in the last 5 years from 150 people in Bible studies in Bangladesh to 1,554 people. That's 10 times growth in 5 years. Can you give God a praise offering? It's amazing. I talk to missionaries. I'm friends with missionaries from Bangladesh all the time. This kind of growth is like unheard of. It's amazing. I don't know how we stumbled onto this, but we're sure thankful to the Lord for that. So we're inviting people to study the Bible, and they're doing it. They're loving it. Number 9 reason why you support Bangla Ministries worldwide is that we're running this program all over Bangladesh. Now, Bangladesh is about the size of Lower Michigan, okay, or really any one of our great United States. And it has a county system. They call them districts. We have, what, 48 districts in Michigan or something like that? Any experts here? Anyway, about 50 districts in Michigan or counties. They have districts. They have 64 districts. And in this map, you can see they're in various colors. And let's see if I can get the pointer to go. We started up here in this orange one, a group up there, and one down in this brown district over here. Some groups over there, and then some groups over here. So you can see that we were like in three corners of the country at the beginning in 2012 when BMW started to support this work. And today, we are in 25 different districts in this country, which is amazing. So they're peppered all over the place here. And we're just starting to fill in the whole map. Our goal is to have a ministry in every single district of Bangladesh. And I'm just so excited about that. Now, we're going to have about $1 million a year to support that operation. But that's awesome. And it will, by that time, involve at least 30,000 students. So just pray with us and seek His face on seeing this this program move forward, running all over Bangladesh. And number 8 is we have 21 staff now, and 19 are Bengali, all right? In this picture, you can see two white guys. One is the chairman of our board, Bill Wolf, and one is me. And all the rest are Bengalis. And the cool thing is they don't have a language barrier. And they don't have a culture barrier where they're going to, you know, accidentally do the wrong thing and make a big boo-boo and make everybody embarrassed. And it's like, oh, my goodness, he touched me with his left hand, or he showed the bottom of his foot to me, or he, you know, whatever. Or he burped, or he didn't burp, and he should have burped. And, you know, all these things that they understand, they don't have a problem with it. So they can go straight to the Word of God without trying to learn all that stuff. And besides, they can live a lot cheaper than we do. Now, you might wonder, why have I circled in green several faces here of our staff members? These people that are circled are people who started as students with us, and now they are paid staff members. Well, not all paid. Some of them are volunteer staff, like Titi here. She's not paid yet. I think we pay for her cell phone, and we pay for her rickshaw fares. That's it. But hopefully she'll hang with us and she'll become a part-time paid and even a full-time paid staff. She's like so dynamic and so much fun. But we're excited that we're seeing this reproduction, that people who come in as students, study the Word of God, and our believers can serve, they can turn around and serve in this system right away. And we're really excited about that. We have this wonderful staff that God is giving us. And we need more. We need more harvesters because there are so many places that are inviting us. We talked about the 64 districts. There's probably another dozen districts out there that there's people, church groups, and whatnot. They're saying, why don't you come over here? Why don't you bring your ministry to our district? But we don't have staff members. And so pray that God will raise up more staff members yet who are capable of leading the Bible study groups. Number seven reason why you support Bongo Ministries worldwide is our per student cost is going down. Now, some of the, you know, bean counter types, this might make sense to some people who run a business, some people who want to see their money go as far as possible in reaching the lost. Maybe they're interested in this. So when you see the number of students growing, and then in the blue bar, the amount of cost that's going up, the blue line is the money. Sorry. The blue line is the money, and the green bars are the students. This has gone up four times, from about 70,000 to about 280,000, but this has gone up, the student population has gone up 10 times, which means that our per student cost has gone down from $556 to $178 per year. That means we are ministering to a Bengali for 1 hour per week at least, 52 weeks a year at that rate. So we're really pleased about that, and we feel like we can probably even bring it down more. We are always seeking to develop volunteers who serve the Lord out of love. Love for God, right? Not just for a paycheck, but love for God. I want to bring salvation to people. I want people to grow in Christ. That's why I'm spending extra time. That's why our Sunday school teachers do that, right? How many of your Sunday school teachers are paid, Pastor Nathan?
None.
All of you are volunteers. Does that, you know what that means? That means your entire reward is being stored up in heaven. And it's not being wasted down here. Jesus said, you know, if you work for stuff here on earth, and then you get stuff here on earth, guess what? You got your reward. You already got your reward. But if you serve out of love and store up in heaven, that's going to last forever. It never perishes, spoils, or fades, right? 1 Peter chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 6. Store up in heaven, folks. Number six reason why you are investing in Bongo Ministries worldwide. We use insiders to crack the village wall. Now, Bangladesh is a village-based country. About 70% of the people live in villages. A village is a little raised piece of ground with rice paddies all around. And boy, do they pack the people. Those villages can be 2, 3, 5, 10,000 people in a village. But it's a little society. It's a little unit there. And everybody's, I mean, they live so close together. It's the most densely populated country on earth. It's like 50 times as dense as it is in Michigan. It's incredible. And it's actually 16 times because we have 10 million and they have 160 million. Okay, so think about that. 10 million in Michigan, they have 160, actually 164 million. Think about your house. How many people live in your house? How many people? Now multiply that by 16. Right, multiply it by 16. You got two people living in your house, you got 32 now if you're in Bangladesh. All right? That's that kind of a country. Everybody's on top of everybody, knows everybody's business. It's not easy to crack the village wall to get in there. And so how do we do it? We do it through people like Shanto. Shanto took one of our courses 3 years ago. He enjoyed the course a lot. He still has a picture on his wall of me giving him the certificate, and I'm shaking his hand, and he framed the certificate with that picture. I'm famous over there. And that's up on his wall to this day. And he recommended to his wife that she should take the course. So Shanto's wife, Shimoti, took a Bible course. We actually have 4 years of courses now that they can take. And she enjoyed it so much. She started inviting whole bunches of people, and she's really influential. And she became the preschool teacher at our preschool that our disciples have organized out there in Bangladesh. They're doing their own ministries. This is not a BMW ministry. A preschool. They think a Christian preschool will really help open people up to the gospel. So they're doing that. We're just, BMW's just doing the Bible study thing. And our staff members are running other ministries in addition. So they hired her because she's influential. And now in that village, it's called Kaligat, that she has started about 10 Bible studies in that village. The village is about, they told me it was a 10,000 person village. I don't know. It's between 5 and 10,000 people live in that village, but she has got over 100 people that she influenced to create groups, study groups for our Bible studies, and she's not even saved yet. Now be praying for Shimoti, because we think when she finally gets the picture that Jesus Christ is not Hare Krishna, and that Jesus Christ did some things that Hare Krishna never did, like Jesus Christ, he died for our sins, and we have to personally accept him, and he will live in our heart, right? 1 John 1:12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed on his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1:12. I think when she fully understands that, Shimoti is going to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. In the meantime, we're using her. She's popular, she's educated, she's beautiful. Her husband has a good job in the village. He's got that tailor job, like you saw he was working at his tailor shop. They're respected, and they're spreading our Bible studies all over the place. This is how we use insiders to crack the village wall. This is Mamoni, and her mom was sick in the hospital. I think it was 2015, yeah, when I was up in their area, and we stopped by the hospital, and they said, oh, yeah, she's been here 2 months, not getting better, not getting better at all. I happened to have some pastoral anointing oil, and we anointed her with oil and prayed over her in the name of Jesus. She was home in 2 days. And her daughter, who had been asking, can I go to these Bible studies? Can I go to these Bible studies? They had been saying no. Guess what they said after she got home from the hospital? They said, go to the Bible studies, go to the Bible studies. So Mamoni started going to the Bible studies. Mamoni got so excited and learned everything. She just soaked it up like a sponge. She is a believer today. She's not baptized yet. She hasn't quite got the courage to cross that line yet. Pray for her, Mamoni. But in the meantime, she created 3 Bible studies. She was only 16 years old when I first met her. Since then, she created 3 Bible studies involving 28 other young people from that village of Kaligat. So it's just so exciting, you know. One person, amazing what can happen, right? So we're cracking the village wall using some of these insiders as God gives us access. Number 5, why do you support Bangla Ministries Worldwide? We are low profile and we are mobile. Now this is what a typical Bible study group looks like, okay? We're at a village, there's 2 or 3 houses that all kind of face into the same courtyard. So they throw a plastic mat down on the ground and they get out their Bibles, they get out their notebooks, they get out their pen, which we gave them. Ooh, we gave them a free pen. Big time gifts. Maybe some snacks, some tea, maybe. And they just love it. And they go over their workbooks. Did they get the right answers as they were working through the lesson this week? And they sing songs and they learn to pray in the name of Jesus, even though most of them aren't saved yet. But they're learning all kinds of Christian stuff with a good Christian leader like Premanando right here. A passionate Christian guy who just loves everybody. The only difference is that most groups don't have this one here, the white guy sitting. I was just kind of checking it out. So because it's so low profile, we don't own buildings, we don't own property. We do have one property, but we gave it over to them. So BMW itself doesn't have property. But here's a grass mat or a plastic mat, and I mean, you're here 1 minute, and the next minute you're gone. How are the persecutors going to come and find you? You can just change and go into somebody else's backyard. And we believe that persecution is coming, and that we need to have a system that is very mobile, very under the radar, practically invisible. Now you see us, now you don't. And yet we're having time with these students every single week. We're building relationship with these people. And we think that a lot of great ministry is going on with these 1,500 students. They hope to have 2,100 students by the end of this year. Yet, we are very low profile and mobile. Number 4 reason why you support Bangla Ministries Worldwide, we use an education platform that they like. Now, the Bengali people really respect education. So when you have this lovely certificate here, laser printed on really fine quality paper, and their name is on there. And they frame that thing, they put it on the wall. Their mom and dad goes, look at what my son or daughter has done. And they encourage them to go to the Bible study. And then when we have a big graduation, see if I have a graduation picture. Oh, I don't have a graduation. 100 people and a big feast and everything. It's an occasion. I mean, we're there for 4 hours doing this graduation. You've been to graduations lately. You thought, when is this thing ever going to finish? Wait till you come to a Bengali graduation. They want it to last all day. And anyway, they feel like these Americans, you know, Americans and the West, they have really good education systems. And so look at a white guy from America comes over and hands you the certificate. This is for real, you know. And so there's a little value to them there. They like it. And that also helps us to penetrate the villages and the towns and to spread. The number three reason why you support Bangla Ministries Worldwide, because we're taking advantage of a growing youth culture. So the young people, they don't have to work in the fields anymore. They go to school because the economy has raised enough so that the moms and dads don't have to force their children to work in the fields. And they're going to school. They know that education is the, you know, the way forward. It's the hope of the future. And even the government of Bangladesh pays for girls to go to school up through the 10th grade. And I think they're the only Muslim country that does that. They're 90% Muslim. And yet they're paying for women to get an education. They have a certain liberal streak to them. And we hope it continues. But what is happening is that these young people now have time on their hands to build relationships and to create, you know, societies and create activities. And we're providing them with an activity, an organized activity with good leadership, with good content. And they're ready to come. And they join our Facebook groups. Oh, you can see that Joydeb here. He's checking out whatever is on his mobile phone right there. Almost all of them got that. And they're good at it, too. I mean, they connect and they communicate. And so their moms and dads have no idea what's going on. But we in America, we've seen youth culture, right? We've seen, it's been a problem actually for us. But we've learned how to deal with it and how to minister in that context. So we bring a certain expertise to this ministry where we've got 90% of our students, young people in Bangladesh. And they are really enjoying the ministry. Number two reason why you're supporting Bangla Ministries Worldwide, we're bringing the gospel to the neediest group. Now, this is just a picture of me when we were gassing up our vehicle, and I wanted to stretch my legs. I got out of the van like this, and they go, oh, please, please, sit on this chair. I was just sitting in the van for 3 hours, you know, and now, oh, please, sit on this chair. So I sat on this chair, and I instantly had an audience of 6 or 7 men. They wanted to find out who I was, what I'm doing there. And like Nathan says, very quickly, you go right into the gospel, right? I'm here because of Jesus. What do you think about Jesus? And we were talking about Jesus right there. And you know what? Muslims are ready to talk religion. You know, with normal Americans, you got to kind of figure out a way. How can I get the spiritual conversation started, right? But with Muslims in most places, and especially Bangladesh, you can go right in. What do you think about Jesus? They feel themselves to be religious people and that their religion is right. And they're ready to defend it. There's your conversation right now, ready to go. Get started, okay? And no need to beat around the bush. So we bring the gospel to the neediest group. This is my personal evangelist, Mridul. I've hired him to just go around and pass out tracts and do the bridge illustration on a little whiteboard that he carries around. And here he's giving a New Testament to a man that he met, I think it was at a bus station, and in their conversation, he asked him, do you have a Bible? The guy said, no, I would like one. He says, well, I'll bring you one. You know, meet you next week. And here he is delivering the Bible to this man. And the neediest group is this. The Bengalis are only 0.3% Christian. They're not even 1% born again over there. Now, in America, I don't know, 10, 20% probably born again here, right? Almost everybody knows that Jesus is the Savior, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Almost everybody knows that here in America. Almost nobody knows it over there. 90% of the people in Bangladesh will die without hearing one verse of scripture quoted to them, without hearing one personal testimony, without having any Christian say, "Hey friend, can I pray for you in the name of Jesus?" 90% of them will die without ever experiencing that one time. We're talking about a people group here. 164 million in that country. 148 million of them will die without hearing the gospel. That's why they're the neediest group in the world. They have the most people who don't know, who haven't heard. In Bangladesh, there is only one full-time Christian worker for every 313,000 people. Now, let's say Grand Rapids has 313,000 people, somewhere around there. What would Grand Rapids be like if it had only one full-time, only one Pastor Nathan? And he left. He left that great city, and now there is no full-time minister of the gospel up there. Can you imagine what that place would be like if there was that little light going on? That's the way it is in Bangladesh. It's a darkness that can be felt. We are bringing the gospel to the neediest group, and I want to thank you so much for your support in doing this. The number one reason why you are supporting Bangla Ministries Worldwide is the largest unreached people group must be reached before Christ returns. And so you're helping to bring the return of Christ. Okay, look with me at Matthew chapter 24 real quick. Matthew 24. Jesus is giving a prophecy here. And he says in Matthew 24, 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Oh, I loved how some of the songs that you sang this morning talked about all nations, right? Shine your light and let the whole world see, right? And it is you that had some mission themes, and the other one, Jesus, hope of the nations, every nation, wow. And then around the glassy sea, it's going to be everybody, right? All nations will be there. And this is what Jesus is saying. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Do we want Jesus to come back? We need Jesus to come back. This place is not going to be fixed by the UN, by the next president, or the last one, or whoever you want. This place is not going to get fixed till Jesus comes back and the light is spread all over the world. Then we bring the light, and we're bringing it to the largest unreached people group in the world. This is what the unreached people groups of the world look like. On this world map, you can see the red portion of the map shows where the unreached people of the world are living. In all the green places, there's at least 7% born-again people in places like the green places. Blue places are at least 5%. Yellow places are 2 to 5%. But in the red places, it is less than 2% Christian. And as I mentioned, in Bangladesh, which is right here, it's only 0.3%. We got a lot of work to do. This world is only 58% reached. How about that? 42% of the world lives in unreached people groups, and you are helping us reach the largest of those groups. Now, when they become reached, like in South Korea, think of this. Look at that. South Korea is green on the map. They are one of the most fervent nations for prayer and for evangelism on the earth. They're sending out like 20,000, or maybe it's 30,000, I think. 30,000 missionaries in the world today from there. 100 years ago, there was almost zero Christians there in Korea. Look at here in China, this big block of China. It's blue. It's turning Christian. Well, not totally Christian. It's always going to be probably less than 20%. But they're at about They're between 7 and 10% Christian in that billion people population group. They're starting to send out missionaries. They're good. Do you think they might be able to reach these other red zones nearby? What if the Bengali people, the largest unreached people group in the world, what if they started to have what Korea had? And they start sending out missionaries. They're going to help reach the rest of India, where there's 3,000 unreached people groups. So it's really exciting to think about what could happen from here as we reach the Bengali people with the gospel of Christ. I want to thank you so much for your support. And let's look at what Paul is doing here in Romans 15. 15, verse 23. In Romans 15, 23, we can see the approach that Paul is taking. It says, "But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to see you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to visit you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there after I have enjoyed your company for a while." Now, what Paul is saying is, I'm skipping around this empire. You know, I tried to go to Ephesus and to Corinth. I'm trying to hit all the Antioch. I'm trying to hit all the major cities. And I know I'm skipping over a whole lot of areas where there's no believers. But if I can plant somebody here, and they are a reproducing disciple of Jesus, then I can leave them there. And they're going to do what? They're going to reproduce disciples in that area. Do I need to keep going back, spending a whole lot of time there? No. Once I've planted them, once they are reproducing disciples, they're going to keep generating and generating, and they're going to branch out into their local Judea, Samaria, their local areas. Paul's saying, I got to do this hopscotch thing. I'm heading for Spain on the far side of the Mediterranean Sea because there is nobody there. And that's what we're trying to do in Bangladesh. We're trying to hopscotch all over the country. Let's get into every district. Just because we've got 10 Bible studies in the district of Khulna, does that mean Khulna is there's no more unsaved there? No. We need to have probably 1,000 Bible studies in the district of Khulna. But at least we got it started, so that's great. Let's move on and get it started some other places. We got to keep going. We got to keep moving. We got to keep planting and making sure that all of those are reproducing. And they are. They are, just as you've seen. So that's the strategy we take, and we pass through Rome so that we can, what's it say? You can assist me on my journey there. What do you think he's talking about there? Something from down in here somewhere, right? Check that back pocket. That's what he's talking about. I need some assistance. Do you want to help this go faster, further? Do you want to see more fruit? Do you want to be a part of this? Do you want to assist? Then reach down deep and make an investment. It's an investment I promise will pay off. It's an investment that you will enjoy for eternity. It's an investment in something that is going to happen. It has to happen because Jesus said, it has to happen before I come back. So if you invest in Bangla Ministries Worldwide, feel free to take some of the newsletters there. Sign up for the newsletter. I got the newsletter sign up there, right, hon? You can, if you don't get it at your own email address or at your own home address, sign up for it. That way you can be up to date every month. We have even a weekly prayer, little quickie little prayer thing with usually a picture and a little bit of news. And you can be more deeply involved. And we would welcome that. We would really enjoy that so much. And you can also support individually as well and just be even more and more a part. If we have another golf outing like we did a couple of weeks ago where, praise the Lord, we raised, what was it, $43,000? Thank the Lord for that. You like golf or you don't like golf, but you'll come out and try anyway, or you want to do the walk and help us raise money, that's a lot of fun. You can be involved in a lot of different ways. But as I'm passing through Rome here, or it's not Rome, is it? It's Allegan, right. I do want to thank you again for your continuing support, for your prayers. because this is going to make a difference for eternity, and you're a part of that. Can I pray with you? Father in heaven, we thank you so much for what you're doing here at First Baptist Church of Allegan. We thank you, Lord, for the word that is taught from the pulpit. We thank you, Lord, that Pastor Nathan was able to be part of the Moody Pastors Conference, and what a blessing that is. We thank you for that school and for that conference, for the fellowship that he had, for the insights that he gained this week, for the little refreshment time to be away. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will multiply the disciple-making going on here at First Baptist Church of Allegan. We pray that Jesus Christ will be honored and glorified in every Sunday school class, even in the nursery. We thank you for those that help in the nursery, Lord. All the parts of the body working together to bring the good news of Jesus and to disciple people and train people. We pray your blessing on this church, Lord, and on the other churches of this community, that the testimony of Jesus will be raised higher and higher. We pray, Heavenly Father, you bless every missionary this church supports, and you'll lead this church into even greater and greater endeavors for the worldwide mission that, Lord, you said is going to happen. We're so looking forward to that praise assembly around the throne with people from every tribe, nation, and language. And we're looking forward to hearing the Bengali chorus singing your praise along with us in English. We praise you, Lord, for what you've been doing, what you're continuing to do. We ask your blessing on each one, Lord, and grant safety as we have a wonderful opportunity with Memorial Day to honor those who have served our country and to even have some enjoyable time together. We ask that everything will be done for your honor and glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.